Third Annual America First PAC Conference Draws Big Crowd in Florida. By Mark Anderson. The America First Political Action Committee, AFPAC, first met in early 2020 on the outskirts of D.C. to provide a counterpoint to the annual Conservative Political Action Conference, or CPAC, which AFPAC supporters see as consisting of shifty rhinos, Republicans in name only, and other species of counterfeit conservatives. While AFP reported on AFPAC's 2020 inaugural event, we caught up with AFPAC again this year at the AFPAC 3 conference February 25 in Orlando, Florida. Longtime AFP contributing writer and outreach director Pete Papahiracles attended the event along with AFP readers Sidney Secular and Jim Condit Jr. Papahiracles told this AFP writer, "They struck a chord with young people, and they promote the interests of white Americans against the tide of political correctness." Sheriff Joe Arpaio was there and gave a great speech about Barack Obama's counterfeit birth certificate. There were over 1,000 people there, including Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, and Representative Paul Gosar, Arizona, who participated via video. They're openly Christian at this event. In his introductory remarks, AFPAC organizer Nick Fuentes called the conference the preeminent right-wing political movement in America. "Our secret sauce here is young white men," Fuentes continued. "America and the world have forgotten about them." A thunderous applause followed. Other notable attendees and speakers included Andrew Torba, CEO of Gab, the conservative anti-censorship social media platform, commentator Stu Peters of The Stu Peters Show, Black commentator Jesse Lee Peterson of The Jesse Lee Peterson Show, syndicated columnist Michelle Malkin, VDare founder Peter Brimlow, and several others. A sampling of just some of the remarks at AFPAC 3 conveys the uncompromising worldview of the speakers. Representative Green remarked on the first day of Congress, "The Democrats said there was no such thing as a male and a female, mother or father, in stark contradiction to the biblical creation account. We cannot be a country that allows gender and truth to be destroyed." Regarding abortion, she reasoned that a nation that cannot even understand the simple science of two genders will never be able to stop what many concerned Americans believe is premeditated murder from being passed off as women's healthcare. Representative Green also recalled that, just over a year ago, gas prices were stable, there were no wars, inflation was tame, and the border was as secure as it has been in some time with the border wall being briskly built. "The Uniparty in Washington has sold us out," she said, while noting that America's energy independence is now being scuttled, given the Democrats' obsession to get everyone to drive electric cars, creating a mega-dependency on China, which, she said, controls the battery market. Noted political commentator Vincent James railed against COVID tyranny. "They force children to be injected with an experimental poison that doesn't even work," he said. He added, "You weren't wrong, you lied," intentionally, directing his remarks at the medical authorities, big media, and others who, he said, eventually admitted to peddling faulty advice about social distancing, masking, natural immunity, and more. James also said it was all about a massive transfer of wealth on the way to a great reset openly pushed by globalists. "State and local governments controlled you more than the federal government, and most of the states are run by Republicans," James stressed, citing what he sees as rhinos betraying their base over COVID. "I am so sick of these sellout, compromised, globalist uniparty Republicans. Get out," exclaimed Peters, who skewered liberals but reserved most of his ire for the rhinos. Not holding back, Peters railed on America's Dr. Anthony Fauci, who, Peters unflinchingly charged, unleashed a bioweapon on the country. Torba, accentuating the Christian theme at AFPAC 3, lambasted mainstream American Christians who value material stuff over the fruits of the Holy Spirit, adding, "We need to go all in and live for Christ. Raising up our children to be builders for the kingdom of God." All in all, the event was much more about positive nationalism, genuine Christianity, equal rights for whites, and other themes that most modern-day conservative events downplay or avoid.